Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
And welcome back to another episode. If you're new here, welcome. This is a show where we talk about our feelings and our experiences as teenagers. Mm-hmm. It's honestly kind of just a documentation of our teenage experience.
Yeah.
I was listening to some old episodes.
Why?
Nice.
Yeah, I was listening to old episodes. I was like, dude, we said the most basic shit and thought we were so profound.
Because that's what teenagers do.
I know, right? I'm like,
I
don't know.
I never thought we were profound, like, ever. We just say what needs to be said.
I really thought we were.
Yeah.
Really? We were, like, at the forefront of, like, bringing
I was like, we are literally, like, this is almost poetry.
Rupee Car poetry.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was like, if you're sad, like, I mean, it's okay. But, teens
but
get sad.
There was a time where it was stigmatized.
That's so true. So, it was 2018.
So we were revolutionary year, I'd say.
We were. Mm-hmm.
After
we were.
That, I mean.
Yeah.
Give us cred.
No, honestly, though, I think it's true. Because I think that was the teenage experience. Like, even when I went back, like, 15-year-olds talked that way. Mm. Like, you don't realize that, there is a difference in how people talk. Regardless, this episode is all about highs and lows, and the cycle of mood swings. I feel like I have a lot to say on this topic. Me too. I just overcame a week-long low. That was actually kind of the hardest I've been hit for a while. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been scared of getting depressed my whole adolescence. I'm scared I'm going to get... This is so capitalist. I'm scared of getting depressed because I won't be able to be productive. So it's like really scary for me. I'm like, dude, I don't want to get depressed. My career's going to slow down. What am I going to do? And so I actively... do things to avoid depression. I care for my mental health and I obviously don't want to be mentally ill. So I do a lot of things for my mental wellness. I go on walks. I make sure to eat healthy. I exercise, reaffirm myself, give myself time to think, constantly grow my mentality and as a person, read a lot, all those things that people tell you to do. I do them. And so far, I feel like I've done a pretty good job of just keeping a generally stable mental health. I don't tend to get too sad. Obviously, there's phases where I just feel sad for no reason. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not depression, but it's a low point. Like, you just go through mood swings. That's natural. But what I've been noticing more and more recently that's starting to affect my life is these week-long phases of where I can't do anything. Like, this past week, it started on, like, Monday. I'm ready to go into the week super, super productive and do everything. And like, I'm like pumped, right? And I go into the week and I just crash instantly. Like, I get maybe 30, 40 minutes of work done and I just can't do anything else. Like, I feel so exhausted. I feel burnt out. I don't feel inspired. I have no clue what to do next. And I basically just like strike out. And it's so weird. Like, this past week, I had the biggest crying spell of like recent memory. Like, everything made me cry. I was just crying. If I didn't distract myself, I just cried. And I thought it was only gonna happen for a day, and then Tuesday came around and it was still there, and I was like, what is going on? Like, it should be over by now. Wednesday, and it was still there. Thursday, it was still there, and I'm like, I'm so over this. Like, I'll just accept it. Like, this is my life now. Friday came around and I was still fucking sad, unmotivated, depressed, just miserable. Saturday, same thing. Sunday, it was so bad that it was like Thursday and I realized I had a bunch of calls that I had to do and I just had to like cancel them all last minute because I couldn't stop crying. I just like couldn't get up. Like, I calmed down. I was just laying in bed and I would calm down. Mm. I'd be like, okay, like, it's fine. I would just breathe. And I would get up. I stood up, and as soon as I stood up, a wave of sadness hit me again and I would just start crying again and go back and lay in bed. It was like I kept getting paralyzed as soon as I stood up, and the thought of like doing anything made me so, so miserable. And so I canceled like everything. Like, I had a bunch of like meetings and stuff that I just canceled last minute because I literally just couldn't do it. And then Sunday came around. Yeah, it was terrible. I watched like a movie, cried at the movie too. Finished the movie, and for some reason that movie also kind of felt like it was like a like the final stage of it, like it indirectly felt like it was kind of a closing statement. Part of the movie dealt with like issues that I feel like I had been feeling, so I was able to relate a lot to it. But it also gave those feelings closure by the way in which it talked about them throughout the movie. And I went home thinking nothing of it. I wake up today and I'm fine. I'm in like this super, super high again where I feel extremely motivated. I have so many ideas. I'm like eager to go execute them. I feel like I'm the smartest person in the world and I feel like I can do absolutely everything. And so that's what I've been struggling with. Those constant week-long just can't do anything followed by a week-long like I can do everything. Sometimes it's only a couple days, like 3 days good, 3 days bad. Mm. And I can't seem to catch like a routine. I keep telling myself maybe I'm just doing something wrong. And so I try to get in a routine, but it just doesn't work. Like there, it leads me to believe that either I have like ADHD or bipolar disorder, because those are both mental illnesses where it causes very, very extreme mood swings. So please let me know if you guys experience this or if you're generally stable.
We were talking a little bit about it right before we recorded, and I feel the same way, but I don't really see it as a problem because I feel like I found a way to manage it and stabilize it. Because in the past, I had really bad depressive episodes where I would feel absolutely horrible. And I would really give into the sadness. It wasn't one of those things where I would feel sad for a little bit and then I would feel fine again. It was like I would feel sad and I would make myself feel worse. I don't know. It was really bad. And I don't know what exactly happened, but summer came around. Or no, not summer. Last year, I decided that I did not want to feel that way anymore. And I wanted to change my life for the better. And I did. I went to therapy. I got better. And I got significantly better in a very short amount of time, which was very surprising to me. Because I was depressed for so long that it didn't make sense why I had this sudden urge to just stop being so depressed. But I went from always being sad to always being happy. I remember during the summer and for the majority of my college freshman year, I was pretty happy. I never really felt sad about anything. Never really felt depressed. I was pretty happy. And what's funny is that I think it's because I have really big manic episodes where I have so much energy, like a lot of energy, and I'm just so hyper. And I just want to go out and do stuff. I want to make impulsive decisions or do some spontaneous stuff. And I don't know if it's like a means of distraction. I just kind of do it. But yeah. I fluctuate a lot.
Does it how often do these mood changes last?
I think I experience it at least once every week. Yeah.
So once a week you feel really, really energetic?
I think I'm always really energetic.
And then
okay. I'll crash like another week. Yeah, especially like second semester of this school year, I had a lot of mental crashes where I didn't ever show up to class. I never wanted to leave my dorm. I hardly did leave my dorm for like the majority of last month. And I think it really does have to do a lot with the highs and the lows. When I'm high, like I'm really high and I'm always just trying to do stuff. I'm really happy. My mental state is good, but it's also chaotic. So it's like a chaotic good. But when I'm not feeling my best, I don't know. I can't find an in-between. I feel like you'll never really find me okay. I'm always pretty sad about something, or I'm really, like, good about everything.
Interesting. How do you guys feel?
As opposed to, like, extremes, I'm more here, like, in the betweens.
Mm.
Like, I find myself, like, coasting, maybe in the lows for a little bit, maybe, like, a longer amount of time, maybe, like, a week, 2 weeks, months to a couple months. And then maybe for, like, a week or two, I would find myself, like, right here, like, coasting in the higher end. But I never find myself in, like, super, super low or super, super high. And then they're not, like, really short ones or kind of, like, just little long ones. Just recently, I found myself in a low one, I'd say. I felt like nauseous sometimes. I would feel like unmotivated. Didn't really want to do anything, similar to how you felt. But then, like, all of a sudden, I just started having like a confidence boost, and it would like reflect on other aspects of my life. You know, for example, social media. I started posting on social media more, started doing things that I enjoy, finding new hobbies. And then I like got more confident talking to people as well, even like talking to like new strangers or random people. And I feel like what triggered my experience from going from here coasting low to here was like me like starting it, like doing it. I don't know.
Doing good things?
Yeah, I guess so. Like just putting my foot out the door, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So like, for example, like going to the gym. Like, I rarely went to the gym. But ever since I started going, that's where my mental health would follow.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence would follow. When I started getting more sleep, that's where my mental health would follow. That's where my confidence would follow. It's like these, I guess, natural needs that I needed is what had made like my mental health follow.
Okay. Yeah.
But you would say you like have a pretty good stable fluctuation between your highs and your lows.
I think so. Okay. Like I like hearing your guys's highs and lows, it's not something I can compare mine to you guys's.
That makes sense.
It sounds
because I mean highs and lows are normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that happens. It's when it starts to interfere heavily on your relationship, friends, work, whatever, then it gets concerning. Yes. What about you, Kayla?
Yeah, I don't think they're not as extreme as like you and Thomas. I guess I would relate more to Mark. But I think my mood fluctuates a lot throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Where I guess I'll go through periods of like being more energetic than I usually am. But then it'll go away fast. And so it's like, it's really hard for me to decide like what to act upon when my moods like dissipate so fast, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember this Sunday, I woke up and for some reason I had like such a strong urge to go home. Like, I just want like, not my dorm home, like home. Mm-hmm. But I just had such a strong desire. Like, I just wanted to be home for some reason. And I remember telling Thomas, I was like literally first thing I did when I woke up, I was like, I want to go home. I'm going to call Thomas. So I called and he was like, well, like, because we had a friend's birthday that day. And so I was like, okay, yeah. And I just hung up and I was like, oh, like, I really want to go home. And I don't know why, but like, it made me cry.
Yeah.
I could tell it made you upset because you ended the call so abruptly. And I was like, bruh. And I texted you like, bro, what did I say? Like, what happened? And you did not respond. And I was like, what did I do?
No, you're fine. I don't know why I woke up that morning. Just
I felt really bad. I was like, okay, we can find a way to go home. Like, it's okay.
No,
it's not
good.
You. It's me.
No, yeah. You're good. I just woke up that morning feeling so intense for some reason. I don't know why.
Mm.
But within, I would say, like, the next hour, I just had, like, a change of mood.
Yes.
I no, not like that necessarily. I was just like
not like that.
No. It was more just of like, I want to be outside. I want to be laying down. And that's usually not very me.
No, because when you told me that, I was like,
Thomas can attest to that. I'm a homebody for the most part. But like once I finished crying a little bit, I was like, well, what do I do now? And like, I don't know. I just had a switch in myself where I was like, I just want to be outside. And I was just laying down on the grass. And then the sadness came back a little bit, but for the most part, I was okay. Mm. But I would say my moods change throughout the day quite a lot.
That's really interesting. I've always had that wonder of how other people are operating. Like, is everyone being productive throughout the day? Like, are you guys generally
That's what I wonder too.
Right?
That's what I wonder too about, like, and my friends and just like people in general. Is like, do people work like all day?
Bro, I wonder that about you guys.
Oh no, dude.
Really?
Yeah. No, I would say the first half of this semester, I was very productive. Yeah. I would literally bring my blanket out to the park and fucking sit and read, and I would do work, and I was crazy. I mean, no,
he would be like, I'm outside laying on the grass just reading. I'm like, what?
Why?
That's dope. Like, why?
I don't know, cool. But I was really productive for few weeks. Bro, I have not shown up to class. Like, I haven't shown up to a single class last week. I did not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm being for real. I did not.
I genuinely don't think I really tried at all this entire year.
Damn. Okay, queen.
Still no, it's slay. Not a good thing.
Oh, it's not queen? Oh, sorry.
No slay.
No slay.
It's not slay.
Like, now that it's reaching towards the end of the year, I'm sort of just, like, beating myself up over it that, like, I really didn't try in terms of, like, school and, like, academics. Yeah. I was more just, like, trying to get by, just doing what I can to finish my homework easily, you know? Like, I don't really care to learn it. Mm. And now I feel bad about that. Now that it's reaching the end, that's, like, should I have tried a little bit more? But, like, in the moment, and it still is, it's just, like, I just can't bring myself to like want to like pour my whole heart and attention. It's like an assignment.
And you feel like you used to be able to do that.
I used to be able to do that, but now it's just like
it's weird, right? I feel like when I was in college, like when I first entered Cyprus and stuff, like how was I finding the focus to do math like 8 hours a day?
I remember you would like say that.
Yeah, I would literally wake up at 8
what
a.m. sometimes 7 and do math until 10. Like, it's all I did with a couple breaks. Yes.
Holy shit,
it's
bro.
It's literally like a job.
More than 12 hours.
Yes. With a couple breaks in between, it was wild. And maybe that's part of the reason that it was so unsustainable that I just clocked down, dropped down entirely.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But it's weird because I tell myself, if I was able to do it then, why can't I do it now?
Yes.
That's frustrating.
I'm like, so really, frustrating. I'm really just trying to find a way to go back to like my productivity, and I just can't find something yet that will just make make it click in my head that's like, okay, I need to change or whatever, you know. It's just still hard for me right now.
For me, it's like I develop a pretty unhealthy obsession with being productive or like trying to be healthy, like we talked about in another episode, I think, about eating disorders and stuff. I fixated on salads and working out. Like, I went from not caring at all about those things or like lacking a lot in that department to devoting my entire day to like being a health junkie, you know? And that goes for a lot of the other things I do too. I can't simply do something. One thing is when I work on assignments, I either don't work on it at all or I work on it. One time I stayed up till 6 a.m. working on something, and it's like, why? Like, there wasn't a reason for it. I could have went to sleep. I didn't want to go to sleep, but it's like I started it,
And it couldn't let you.
And I just couldn't stop myself. So I don't know. I don't know what that says. I just I have to go big or go home.
That showbiz, baby.
See, I wish I could just find like an in between.
Yes. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get diagnosed first.
I don't know. I know recently I have been thinking like, do I have something?
What is this?
Like, what's
this
wrong?
This can't be normal.
No. I'm generally thinking like, I don't know if it's to the point where it's like, do I need to go to the doctor?
Do I need a therapist to handle this?
I really don't know. But
pop the pill.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I'm like, I've done research into this. I've sat on WebMD scrolling through symptoms, possible causes, different, and like I've stumbled across some interesting illnesses out there.
Yeah.
Like there has to be something, because I'm like, either everyone is lying and saying they can just focus, like have a good routine, do some work here, rest, do some work here, repeat it day after day, or what is going on? Because my life is like constantly doing sprints. I sprint 1 week, get a ton of work done, and then I crash the next week and I can't recover. And I take that whole week doing nothing because I physically can't do anything. I'm just exhausted. And then I wake up on Monday, I sprint again. And it's gotten to the point where it's no longer, like it feels concerning. It genuinely feels concerning. I'm like, I'm gonna go talk to a therapist about this because it's not healthy. I don't like it. And I'm just frustrated of the constant burnout after like high after low and high after low. And I just want to get into a routine where I can just work and then rest and then work and then rest. And I've tried it. Like, it's not even like my lifestyle. I tell myself like, okay, I'm going to do some work for 2 hours and then I'm going to rest and then do something fun and then come back and work. But it just doesn't work. So it's one of those things that is like starting to affect my life in negative ways. And apparently you should go see a doctor/therapist when the mood swings get so extreme that they start to interfere with your life, work, relationships,
and
etc.
And do you think you will go to like a doctor?
Yes. I am going to look for a therapist and I'm going to tell her all about this, have a meeting and see what comes out of it.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
I think like one thing I've noticed is that one time I was really going through it one night and I was kind of self-diagnosing like myself. I was like, I have this, like I have to. There's no other way to explain why I feel this way, my behavior patterns and everything. So yeah, but then I was, you know, while I was talking to myself, wait, I sound insane.
No, everybody talks to themselves.
I was recording a voice memo, so not just like out in the open nose to my phone. Okay. But I was just talking about the way I felt, whether it was concerning or not. And I was kind of like, wait, I'm kind of okay with this. Because it helps me be productive. And you know, considering my past of being so incredibly fucking depressed, it's like the exact opposite, almost. Like, sure, it's not healthy. It's not the healthiest, but it's a lot better than not wanting to function.
I totally get what you mean. Like, part of me is like, honestly though,
but you can think about it this way, because you get so much work done in that first week, it technically counts for the following week.
That's what I'm saying. But then I picture all the people saying life is a marathon, not a sprint, and I'm like, damn it, you're right. Like, if I try to like, if I'm going to sprint a mile versus marathon a mile, the marathon person's going to win, not the sprinter.
Well, I'm helping you short term right now.
That's so true. Yeah, thank you. Literally, though, because I'm like, dude, during these weeks of intense productivity, I get so much done that I feel like I am like a genius. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit, so good at what I do. Like, I could fix your business. I could fix you here. I could create something out of you. Like, it's so bad. And then I crash and I'm like, I don't know anything. Like, I'm stupid. Why am I trying? Like, I look silly saying all these things. Like, what am I doing here? I need to go humble myself and, like, go to a minimum wage job and stay there because I know nothing. So, I don't know. It's maybe I just need to learn to embrace it. And I guess I had been embracing it. I have the luxury of being able to just not work when I don't want to. Mm-hmm. But it's just scary because you never know. Like each week that I'm at a low, I'm like, is this going to be a week-long thing or am I officially entering my depression era? Like, what is going on? So that's the one part that's scary. It's definitely scary. But I feel you. And it's not weird to talk to yourself. Like, I'll be...
I talk to myself.
Yeah, I'm literally out in the open just like, come on, Gail. Like, what are we going to do about this? Gail. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, we got to go here. Like, no, though, because then I can't do it. And I'm like, I know.
Sometimes I catch myself like...
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I have to pretend I'm on the phone.
Oh my god. But yeah, I guess that's a little bit on burnout,
fixation,
friends, the highs and the lows. Yeah, I mean, not to self-diagnose, because I've done the same thing where I go into like different things, and it is, it does feel relieving in a way, knowing there's a name for what you're feeling. I've had doubts about having either one of these or a mix of like ADHD, ADD, OCD.
And it's totally possible to have a mix.
Yeah, it definitely is. A lot of people do go undiagnosed. So if you have concerns, don't self-diagnose. Like, you have symptoms, but don't go around saying like, I have ADHD.
Yeah.
Talk to a therapist first. Or a psychotherapist or a doctor. Whoever's an educated medical professional.
Yeah. It's just hard to believe that everyone is mentally well. Like, right? There's no way. No way.
It makes me feel like
everyone has something wrong with them. It's just you're not getting it diagnosed. You have to figure it out. Or you're content with it.
Or like, it'll pop up. Yeah.
I feel dumb, though.
Or you've been living with it for so long that you don't realize that something is off until somebody points it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to live like that.
Like, oh, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Like, Mark's like, I'm just kind of okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, bruh.
I know.
For real?
No, dude. I feel like, I sometimes turn a blind eye.
What?
I just don't think it's bad. Whatever I'm feeling or like, what's wrong if I'm feeling something bad.
You know, maybe there isn't anything wrong. Like, you don't have to. You don't have to have something wrong. We're just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
If you relate to Mark, good for you.
No, there's something popped up in my head, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really keeping in mind what you said about, we've talked about this before. And then basically what you said was, if I'm going to worry about things not getting done, but I'm going to get it done like eventually or at the end of the day, I'm gonna just like trust myself that it'll get done.
I said that?
Yeah, I remember.
You told me that.
What did I say?
I don't remember this.
He just said.
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, see?
I can't picture myself saying that. I said that like.
You literally did. Said that, girl.
What the fuck? In what context?
He told me that.
Was it like a different episode or I think was this a conversation outside the podcast?
Maybe it was the other girl.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say things and like I act a certain way. I'm like, wait, I'm not like that. Like, I don't know why. Like, I was saying
second
all
that personality stuff. Retract.
No. Sometimes I'm just like, wait, no, I don't think that way. Like,
I know, I get what you mean.
You just switch and you like mid conversation, but you can't switch because then the other person will be like, wait, what?
Yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah. I get what
so
you mean.
So you just have to stick with your stance, even though you don't agree.
It's like a standard that I like put myself up to, but it's not really, I'm not there yet.
It's like, where did I form this opinion? Like, no, I never thought about it. I just think I have it.
I remember there were certain podcast episodes where I would kind of see a clip like resurface and I was like, wait, what? No. Yeah.
We're just regurgitating shit we see on the internet. I'm like, that's
literally.
Not true.
But then when we're by ourselves and we can actually think, we're like, wait,
that's not it.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just content regurgitators.
Yeah.
That tweet was so funny. That's like, enough of with content creators. We need content destroyers. That's so true.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, that's it for this episode. Please look, I'm gonna start using the Spotify has a feature where you could either add like a poll or a Q&A. I'm gonna use the Q&A as a comment section. I literally just have it say comment section. So you go and comment whatever you want. Thoughts on the episode, anything. And let us know whatever's on your mind. Remember, we go live on Spotify. If you ever have something you want to discuss with us live, talk to us. Like if you're on a phone call, you need advice. Well, we give some really good advice on that podcast. Like the whole chat will be backing you up. go listen in on our Spotify Live every Sunday at 6 p.m. PST. You could either listen in through the Spotify app, just click on Teenage Therapy, the show, and at 6 p.m. PST on Sunday, it'll say live. You could listen in through there, or you could download the Spotify app itself, the Spotify Live app, to listen. So something to keep in mind. I guess today, in other news, apart from the episode, if you finish the episode, that's okay. But, dude, I went to go watch Anything Anywhere All at Once.
I've been wanting to watch it for so long. There's a possibility I'll see it tomorrow, maybe.
Yes. In the movie theaters?
Yes. No legal upset. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine. But I really want to.
It's so good.
I know I'm going to love it.
You will. It is the most unique movie I have seen. I love
your personality. I love the concept of it.
Mm. I didn't even know what the concept
of it. Yeah, go into it without knowing anything.
I like genuinely don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
But I heard Enya and Drew talk about it, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. I went into it knowing nothing besides that people were like, this is the movie of the year. Right? Like, holy shit. Exactly. And I was like, what is it about? And I was so confused. And then at the end, I was like, oh.
So you think I should go into it just
without
like
anything?
Knowing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to go and be like, what the fuck is this movie about? And it's going to take so many directions that you're like, oh.
Okay.
Nice.
Anyways, that's our little movie recommendation. Go watch Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I want them to succeed, because it's also like a predominantly Asian cast, which is nice to see. Waiting on our Latino fam, though. Let's get it done. Anyways, follows
Ask
on.
Kyle and I.
Literally, yes.
That's an extra.
Follow us on Instagram at Teenage Therapy. Twitter, Teenage Therapy. We have a Discord if you want to go talk to us. Go to teenagetherapy.com and click on the Discord link. Anyways, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.